This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We are 2 weeks away from the last ever opening day at Highmark Stadium.
Yeah.
And after they play out the season and it's all done, they will move across the street, which means the old stadium's coming down.
All right.
And Tommy, imploding a 72,000-seat stadium that's been around for over five decades is complicated at baseline.
Oh, sure.
But there is one thing about Highmark Stadium that could make this situation extra dicey.
What's wrong? You just knock it down, drag all the stuff out of there.
You can't. Pull it out. You cannot do that.
Why?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We will jump right into it. Did you know that Highmark Stadium, where the Bills currently play, is home to a cemetery?
No.
Did you know
where?
This, Kimmy?
Where is it?
Like on the actual grounds of the stadium.
Yes, it is a legit headstones and bodies cemetery.
I feel like I've heard people talk about this, but I guess I didn't realize it was that close.
So it is called, I will give you all the information,
aside,
the Sheldon Family Cemetery. It was established in 1892. It's small. There's around 20 people from the Sheldon family.
Oh, so it's like a family plot.
You got it.
That must have been their property?
I would assume
so. Like a farm or something?
I would assume. These were the first people to settle in Orchard Park, New York, according to the town.
Man. They're like pioneer folk.
Yeah. But it is there on the back side of the stadium.
No kidding.
So if you were to, if you're coming down South Abbott, and you are looking at the stadium.
Kind of like where they come out of the tunnel.
It's back on that side.
Yeah.
It's back on that side. It's fenced off, but it's there. Like if you stand in the stadium, you are stand in the cemetery, you're probably 50 yards from the gate of the stadium.
Wow.
So. A story in 2023 talked to a man named Gary, and he is one of the descendants.
Gary Sheldon?
No, he's not a Sheldon. He's somebody else.
But he's related to these folks.
The folks that are buried there. And Gary takes care of this cemetery.
Yeah.
He goes and he weeds and he mows. So it's not like this is some forgotten spot that no one pays attention to.
So they can't touch it?
So that's the problem. At some point over the next 24 months, the Bills are going to have to implode this stadium.
Right.
And there are going to be explosives and trucks and massive
cleaning. Oh, yeah.
And among all of this, the people doing this job will have to be very conscious not to disturb the souls.
I don't even know how you do that.
Exactly.
Why can't they just move the bodies?
I don't think you can, right?
Pay them off.
Yeah, the bodies?
That kid.
Yeah, but even if they couldn't find anybody still tied to the ceremony, like aren't or the
ceremony.
Cemetery.
The body ceremony.
The cemetery. I didn't think you could disturb any burial sites.
So let's talk
right?
about that. 252 WCMF, can you move a graveyard? Because it's actually a topic that I think should be discussed more with the sprawl that we're getting outside of traditional suburban areas.
I mean, there has to be some area that we're going to put in a highway or something that there was a cemetery that they probably just moved it.
I think they go around the cemetery, at least now. I mean, look, you know.
Maybe there were things done back in the day nobody knew about.
Or they did know about it. And look, how many ancient burial grounds do you want to disturb? Are you just looking for another run of 10 years of movies?
I can't believe they let them build like that. Like, they should have thought of, oh, we got a cemetery here. Let's Let's put the stadium over here.
Who do you have to get permission from to do that?
That's a good question.
Whoever owns the land?
That's a good question. I mean, look, you are talking, they started building the stadium in the late 1960s. And
that was the rock pile.
No. They started building this stadium in the late 1960s. And the NFL wasn't what the NFL is now.
True.
So maybe they thought there was going to be plenty of room for everything to coexist, and then things start to build and build, and now you got a cemetery in the back of the stadium. I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. With all the gas stations and stores and schools and town centers that will eventually come with building further out, which we are doing now to help solve the housing problem, there are going to be some issues with cemeteries that haven't been touched for 100 years. At what point do you say, all right, let's start moving some of these bodies?
You got to.
Where do you put them, though?
You take the headstone. By the way, just take the headstone, put the headstone someplace else. Leave the body down there.
You can't leave the body down there.
Yeah, you crush them on a steamroller or something. It's a dead body,
man. By the way,
man,
you're talking about moving it somewhere else. You're just going to move it until that other space becomes a problem?
Or your warehouse.
Where do you put it? Say a warehouse?
You dig them up and you throw them in a mausoleum, but like a warehouse.
Those are expensive as hell.
No, like one of those storage facilities.
Holy crap, man.
What?
So, I mean, I don't want to, your loved ones. There's not a loved one you would have a problem with if they exhumed their body and put them in a storage facility?
No, because they're just dead body, and I don't go see, nobody goes to see these people.
Okay.
Like this poor bastard.
This guy literally takes care of this.
I feel bad that he's stuck doing it.
The impression I got from reading this story, is that he has like pride in the fact that his family are the settlers in this place.
Nobody even knows it. Like you've been there for like 200 years. This is the first Kimmy and I have heard of this.
Okay, you don't go to the stadium. I'm surprised.
No, but
Kimmy.
She goes to the stadium. Yeah. She follows the Bills. Neither of us have ever heard of this.
I guess I feel like maybe I had heard that there was a rumor. You know how rumors get exaggerated? There's a...
The old Johnson family.
I feel like at some point somebody told me like the stadium itself was built on a cemetery or, you know, how
technically,
things just get out of control.
All right, so 252-WCMF. Again, we're talking about how the current Highmark Stadium, when they knock it down, they're going to have a problem because on the property of the stadium, I would say 50 yards from one of the gates in the back near the tunnel, there's a cemetery, a family cemetery with 20 remains of the Sheldon family. They were the first folks to settle in Orchard Park, and there's a man named Gary. He's the descendants of these people. He takes care of the cemetery. It is fenced in. The graveyards are there.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, man, I remember the first time I found this, and I found it by accident.
Were you going out for a smoke or something?
No, I was like 10.
Yeah.
So, you know, my dad had season tickets forever, and he would take my brother and I to the games, and like when we got bored, we would just go explore the grounds of the stadium.
Yeah.
It was a simpler time.
The good father he was.
I mean, it's like 94, 95.
Yeah, nobody went missing back then.
So we're going around the back of the stadium because they also have a little football stadium back there for youth football to play.
Yeah.
And we were going to look for that because that was new, and it was like a fall day. The leaves were falling, and it was like the most stereotypical looking haunted graveyard, right? And like I froze in my tracks, and Ryan, I think it was my brother that was with me. Was that graveyard? No. Can you believe this? Oh, my God. And we run back, and we tell our dad. He's like, okay.
Your old man didn't know about
Nobody knew about
He's
it.
He's been going there since he was a kid.
But again, it's like on the back end of the stadium. You'd have to walk.
By the way, if they start like blowing, because they're going to blow up, like you said, set off charges and stuff.
Yeah.
Some of them old-ass headstones are taking a header, man.
You got to protect them.
How? What, do you got to sit there and hold them?
Unless you build a wall or something.
They're not doing all that.
You have to. They have no choice. Or you leave that stadium
So what happens if I knock one of them down? What, are you going to sue me?
Probably.
For what?
Knocking a... Kimmy, we've seen charges, especially recently. Defacing a headstone.
Yeah, that's if you literally go there meaning to do harm. But if I'm over here doing work and your headstone falls...
If I say to you, don't do
because
this...
Because of the work.
Yes,
yeah.
And
whose authority is that?
The state, the county, the town, name one.
How are you taking a stadium down?
That's what we're talking about here. How do you take the stadium?
You got to blow it up.
Okay, for God's sake. Because
it's not going to look cool if you don't.
252, you want it to look... You want to blow headstones?
When they blow up the buildings, it looks cool as crap.
Oh, my God, it's so cool. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to John. Hey, John, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? Happy Monday, guys.
You too.
So I took the stadium tour a couple of years ago.
That's sad.
And it is. It is pretty sad. And it costs money, too. You get to go in the locker room. But like you can stand in Josh Allen's locker. That's cool. And you go on the field. So that's kind of cool. But they also take you around the stadium to the cemetery, and they explain to you why the cemetery is there. So the Sheldon family owned the land when the last Sheldon died, he gave the land to Erie County and said the cemetery has to stay there. That was the stipulation.
Okay.
And then Erie County rent or leased it out to the Bills. And so now there's a belief that that's the curse on the team, and that's why they've never moved or why they've never won. So hopefully when they move across the street, that we'll have a chance.
Oh, is there
Mr. Sheldon will finally let it go.
But it's funny. Is there a 250-yard
exactly.
rule?
Having all those drunk fools walking by you every Sunday for, you know, 50 years.
Shut up. We're trying to rest in peace.
That's kind of how I want to be, though. If I can be buried anywhere, bury me on the stadium grounds.
You,
that sounds awesome. They're probably like teetotalers.
Yeah, well, it was pre-football, so they probably liked you know, like candlelight and books and things.
Yeah, lame ass crap. John, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Okay, so there you go. Tomlin ended up there.
All right, so an Erie controls it, county.
I feel like something's changed there.
Oh,
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Who knows? But as far as anyone knows, it's the only stadium in America that is also home to a graveyard.
Yeah, which is kind of a mistake.
But again, it is a little bit weird that they haven't made a bigger deal of this. You can sell so many Bills Graveyard t-shirts at the shop, right? And on top of that, it is funny, like, when you go back to the late 60s.
Yeah.
Like, the stadium they are knocking down, at the time, was a state-of-the-art facility.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
In
it was
day.
Buried into the ground, right? Yeah. It was beautiful, beautiful. AstroTurf. Nobody was like, hey, you could have built that thing anywhere. That was all country.
That's what I'm saying. Right. You chose that spot.
I guess you give them the land. You take it for free.
Maybe they try not to point it out because they don't want people messing with it.
No, they said they pointed out on the tour.
On the tour. But I'm saying, you know how you're like, why isn't it a more, you know, widely known
thing? People would
thing?
Definitely F with that.
Well, no,
those graves.
I'm telling you, anyone that tailgates over in that area knows it. You can't miss it.
I'm surprised they're not, you know, doing all kind of funny stuff to them.
Well, I think that people have respect up to a point for certain things.
The people that jump
drunk
through
people.
Tables and squirt condiments all over their face.
Again, you don't
respect
want,
the dead.
You don't want to mess with the dead. You're the only one that's arguing blow up the graveyard.
The dead aren't, they're not ghosts. There's not spirits floating around that are going to screw with you.
Look, I believe, I'm with you on that, but there are some people that don't believe. Like, you're arguing, it kind of sounds like you want to go mess with the graveyard. Why? As someone who's so close to the grave. Andrew writes us on Twitter. He says, didn't Tommy dump his mom's ashes on the studio floor? Why would you question him putting remains in a storage locker? Good point. That's a good point. Would either of you buy a home with a cemetery on it?
No.
On it?
Well, so there are some old homesteads like out. Where the family plot, fenced in, exists on the property. And when you buy the property that is now part of your property, you say no. Why?
I think it just kind of freaks me out.
But say you get a really good deal in the house.
They're dying to get in.
I mean, I guess at this point, with the way the housing market is, maybe you just look past it. That used to be a something that you knew you didn't want.
But if you had a choice.
But if I had a choice, I'm going to say no thank you to the graveyard.
Would that bother you?
No.
All right. Let's say part of a contingency of the sale.
What's that?
And they're going to check. The town is going to come check on a monthly basis. Is you need to take care of the family cemetery.
Oh, I'm going to take really good care of it.
And if the town comes and it's not taken care of, they will take your house away.
They'll take my house away?
Well, yeah.
All I got to do is mow it.
No. The family wants fresh.
What else I got to do?
Well, fresh flowers every week.
Not doing that.
Okay, give me your house.
If you have an old graveyard on your property and there's still living family members or descendants of those people, are they allowed to like just come visit the grave?
Great question.
Yeah, but they never show up.
If they still have a connection to one of those loved ones, are they allowed to just come on over whenever they feel like it?
Because it's private property.
Okay, but your family is buried.
Your grandmother's mine now.
Well, no, to Kimmy's point, not even that they're going to come on a regular basis. Let's say
maybe they like to, you know, come leave flowers or something.
All right, so my grandfather's buried in Arlington.
Yeah.
Took the kids to D.C. last year. I'm probably never going to see his grave again. Okay. Like, I knew going in there, this is probably the last time I'm going to check it out, right? But there are times where people will come home, right? Maybe the last time ever.
Yeah.
Take a trip to go relive family memories. Mm-hmm. They just knock on your door.
Hey, I want to see Ma.
Yeah. You got a problem?
Yeah. I'm busy right now.
Doing what?
I'm watching Netflix. The Bills are on. We'll just watching HBO.
You're watching the Bills on Netflix.
HBO.
HBO Netflix.
Get off my property.
You're the oldest man on the planet. I mean, Kimmy, would having to take care of someone else's family cemetery freak you out?
I would be a little if there were still people that cared about these graves. I would be a little bit more pressure, right, to make sure they're well maintained at all times. I don't know when they're going to stop by.
That's a good point. Like, God forbid they show up and it's been a week or two since you took care of it.
Yeah.
Oh, my! Daniel, who looks like he may be in the implosion.
Oh, business. Okay. He's in the demolition biz.
I'm just guessing. He writes, Duffy on WCMF. He says, the explosion is an implosion. Thank you. The stadium will fall in on itself. They will provide protection for the cemetery, but they will design the implosion to avoid any damage to surrounding structures and homes.
It is pretty cool how they bring these things down.
But he brings up another good point.
What's that?
Another unique feature of the stadium is it's built into a neighborhood.
Yeah.
Right? Like that and Lambeau are like the two big stadiums in America that it's just a suburban neighborhood.
Yeah.
There are homes that are, 150 yards away from the gates.
Yeah.
I understand that like debris isn't going to go flying.
But just a vibration.
And the dust in the air and all that stuff. Like, if I own a house in the neighborhood next to that stadium, should I leave for a week?
I would take a week off. Or find something to do.
God knows what is in that stadium that they built it with.
Well, good stuff.
Hey, Kimmy, will you Google?
Linger for a while.
Will you Google when they banned asbestos from construction?
Not soon enough.
Well, because the stadium opened in 70.
Oh, bro. We were spraying that stuff all over the place.
73? Are you sure?
No. But, you know, there's got to be something in there. There has to be banned material in there that we just decided, we don't do this anymore.
I'd be freaked out by that. Because, like, I talked to my wife about going and watching the implosion because, you know, a big part of my life.
Yeah.
Right? And she's like, what about? And I was like, that's a good point. I'll stay home.
I mean, there's probably rats tied back to the Kennedy administration running around that place.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're loyal to him because of that speech they got to witness when they were putting up the stadium, talked about it.
Oh, who gave the speech?
Kennedy was giving the speech 10 years before they opened the stadium.
Even though he's dead?
Yeah. Remember that when he's talking
I'm speaking for the grave and the gravesite over there. That family, a fine family. I'm going to say to all you rats there, go Bills. And 2-3 generations from now, your forefathers will be scaring the crap out of the neighborhood as they flee the demolished building.
How would your forefathers who came before you be doing that 3 generations from now?
Do not question your president. The president says it. It's true.
You're talking about zombie president?
That's right. Zombie president. It's true.
Kimmy, what do we got?
It kind of, there's not like a specific year.
Okay.
It says between the 1970s and 1980s, they slowly banned specific types of asbestos products.
Okay.
So
1989, they put a ban on
that day. You're sitting on it right now.
Uses of 89?
Yeah, so you're sitting in it.
Yeah.
For sure.
It wasn't
until, you know, Ralph did everything on the cheap, bro.
It wasn't until 2024 that they finalized a rule banning the ongoing use of asbestos.
Hey, it's flame retardant, though. You don't get burned.
Yeah, you get other things. By the way, you say that Ralph went everything on the cheap. First, he didn't build that stadium. Second, that stadium's lasted 50 years. I mean, it's a big pile of stone,
and
it's lasted 50 years.
Yeah.
I say, based on how short stadium terms are, though, the baseball stadium in Atlanta didn't make it 25 years.
I'm shocked that they're did they already build a new one?
Yeah. They've been playing in it for like 3 years.
Wow.
The old one's a college football stadium now.
Okay. That's a shame.
So don't you dare talk about my home that way. 50 years,
your
man.
Your asbestos home?
That's right. My asbestos home, which I am not going near while they implode it. Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
As you grow up, you really have to change the way you present yourself to the world.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, I'm impressed you got that done. He stuffed a big old piece of white peach in his mouth, and I was trying to get it as fast as possible.
So delicious.
It would look really weird if, let's say, I showed up at 39 years old, dressed the way I did at 17.
You'd look a damn fool.
Okay, but for men, there is one little thing
that
keeps hanging on, at least for some guys. And there are people here to argue. Once you hit this age, your hat goes one way. And one way only. You hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Are you ready to piss off some dads?
Sure.
Once you hit 30, you should never wear your hat backwards again.
30?
30.
Wow.
This according to a handful of moms that were asked what bothered them the most about how men their age dress. 4 out of 5 moms agreed that after 30, wearing your hat backwards makes you look like an ass.
Yeah. Because there's no, it's pointless.
What do you mean?
Why is your hat on backwards?
Well, sometimes it's more comfortable backwards.
To who?
Me, the man wearing
the hat. How is
the
hat backwards inside.
Comfortable?
Well, like, okay, for example, like we got, what do you call this lighting here?
Overhead lighting?
Yeah, well, it's like there's a
fluorescent
lights. Okay, thanks.
It's harsh.
Yeah. So, like, about 3 hours into the show, I got to turn my hat backwards just because, like, I get, like, a headache from the lights.
Is that what you do it?
I don't think it looks cool.
Yeah.
No,
you look
do
stupid.
It now just to bother you.
I look stupid. Yeah. I'm wearing it forward.
I actually don't even notice.
See, there you go. I do it on a regular basis.
It is a completely different look.
Oh my God, where'd he go?
You look like a fool.
You're like a Tyrannosaurus Rex when people stop moving. What happened? What? We're alone now. I look like a fool.
Yes.
I don't wear my hat backwards often at all.
You shouldn't.
Why though?
Because you're just trying to look badass or something. I don't know.
Do you think it's a? Do you think you do it because you think you look cool, or do you just do it out of habit because you've done it your whole life?
Well, plus, like, baseball hats, like, fitted, like, official MLB hats or Red Wings hats, if you wear them forward and they're, like, you know, the fitted type, sometimes I just got to, like, put them backwards because it makes my head feel weird for a little while. But you know what sucks? I would love to wear all my fitted hats backwards, but I look like Fred Durst when I do it, and
no,
I can't.
No, I think the fitted hat backwards is definitely a different vibe.
I did it all for the Nookie. Okay.
Moment in time.
252 WCMF. 252-9263. What is the age where you can no longer, as a man, wear your hat backwards? And what's funny about this is I would argue, Tommy, that the backwards baseball cap became popular with guys who are now in their 60s.
Okay, yeah.
Is that fair?
Started, yeah.
Mid to late 80s, right? Like, Kimmy, your dad seems like a guy who is happy to wear his hat backwards to this day.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't really think he ever gave it up.
Okay.
He wears his hat forward most of the time, but he held on to the backwards hat thing for a long, long time, all throughout my childhood, even when I was an adult. I think he would still do it now.
But in that generation that made the backwards hat for dudes popular, there was a line drawn in the sand. There were some men that totally embraced it, and there were some men in that generation that despised it. Because my old man is in his 60s, and I cannot think of a single time I ever saw him, one, wear a backwards baseball cap, and I would, I'm telling you.
Would he wear a hat at all? I can't even picture his dad in a hat.
No, he's a big hat guy.
How's
he
got that over spiky hair?
Yeah, all that product.
Well, he would only wear top hats. No, he's a big hat guy.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll wear hats
all
the time.
Never seen your dad in a hat.
But he would yell at me when I was a kid, like scream at me, if he caught me with
my
hat.
You look like a hoodlum.
Exactly. Pull your pants up, put your hat forward. But like, thanks to Fred Durst, Kimmy, our generation.
Is he about Limp Bizkit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He always wore the red backwards Yankees cap.
Okay.
And our generation.
But he's also a huge dick.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I'm not defending Fred Durst. But he was the reason, Kimmy, I think our generation fully embraced the backwards cap.
Yeah.
Him and Ken Griffey Jr.
Okay. Two dicks.
What did Ken Griffey Jr. do?
Well, the Griffeys are dicks, man.
Ken Griffey Jr., he played ball the right way.
No, but they.
No steroids. Age naturally, refused to play for the Yankees after the way they treated his father.
Yeah, but they also like beat people up and stuff, don't they?
The Griffies?
Yeah. I always thought they were both real jerks.
I must have missed that story. Are you thinking of the same family?
Yeah, so
the
there was, yes.
Up?
The Griffey family?
Oh, you don't. No, it's the Griffeys, yes. Yeah, he played for Seattle, right?
Yeah.
Guy was kind of a jerk.
I don't. Okay, I must have missed that.
Look it up.
I'm not going
Google
to.
Jerks.
Oh, I just did, and there's your face. Does the type of hat backwards matter, Kimmy?
What do you mean, like the logo?
Well, okay, like I'm wearing a strap back cap backwards. I feel like
those are the ones I see most often backwards.
I feel like less of an idiot wearing this
one
backwards.
That's a cheaper hat, right? It's not official.
Well, yeah, those official hats are like $50 now.
It's yours, man.
No, it's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
No, it really
and
is.
The taxes.
Shut up, bro.
Because a lot of money looks this stupid.
$50 for an official Major League Baseball hat.
I ain't spending $50 on a hat.
I'm not. It's brutal, man. I remember. No,
but that buckle looks uncomfortable on your forehead.
No, it's perfect. It, like, it's
no,
raised.
It looks like it digs into your head.
No, I know. It's raised just enough.
But
it's
it probably like leaves a mark on your head.
The only tricky thing about the backwards hat when you got the little hole there,
yeah,
sunburn. Don't go out into the sun for too long with that look because you're gonna end up with a weird tan line.
If I remember correctly, your husband, who is totally bald,
yep,
he was a big fan of trucker caps for a while, the mesh ones in the back.
Yeah, he still wears those sometimes.
Okay, does he get mesh?
Yeah, he's got to be careful of spending too much time out
weird.
In the sun.
Mesh bird,
he speckled.
Yeah,
he definitely plans his hats accordingly when he's outside.
You look like a baby turtle. we got Instagram messages coming in. We got folks waiting on hold. Duffy on WCMF. Easiest way to get us. Brandon writes us.
Well, Brandon.
He gets very, I think he's taking this serious.
Right.
And I'll write it the way I think he's writing.
Right.
I feel like it just depends on your personality. Because I know some older guys that still wear backwards fitted caps and baseball caps. Just even depends on what they're doing. Even for my dad, for instance. He's in his early 40s right now. How old are you, Brandon? And he still wears backwards fitted baseball caps. Yeah, he's my age, man. Shut up, Brandon!
You know what hat style didn't stick, and we should all be happy about that?
What's that?
Was like the side
style. The side
visor,
bill.
Upside down.
I was big upside down side visor guy.
Like, what was it, like a rally
God
cap?
You guys didn't hold on to that forever.
All right, there's a difference between rally caps.
I know, but it kind of looks like
an upside down side visor.
Rally caps were fun. We're talking about like this was like a personal style.
And it's pulled to the side, right?
So yeah, like my junior year of high school. I was big. I got a visor for free from somebody.
Everybody had visor. I do remember having a visor myself.
But yeah, I would rock that sucker upside down and backwards all the time.
Because you were a huge dick.
And I was hanging out with you.
You were such a chop. Full of chops. What?
Of all the chops that I've ever chopped.
King chop.
You're going to chop at me?
No hat.
252 WC. But yeah, because you can't find one that fits your giant ass head. You look like a Navy admiral every time you put one on. Starboard. 252 WCMF. A study of women were asked at their age, what bothers you the most about how men dress? And four of the five moms that were polled agreed that after 30, as a man, wearing a hat backwards makes you look like an ass. Let's talk to Troy. Hey, Troy, how are you, buddy?
Good morning.
Hey.
Couple of things. Who asks moms what's cool? Like, usually do the opposite of what moms think.
Well, this poll did. And Troy, I mean, with all due respect, I think we're at the point now where we should be concerned because those are the women we're having sex with.
Troy is anti-mom.
Also, some hats just fit better backwards, period. Like, I wear a lot
buy
of hats
a new hat.
No, he's right.
No, he is. That's what my husband argues all the time.
So buy the right hat.
He has hats he only wears backwards.
Why would you buy a hat that doesn't fit your head to begin with the right way?
It's the look of it.
Let Troy explain.
Because it fits good backwards, and you're like, oh, that's sweet.
Troy, great point, buddy. Thank you for the call.
Sweet.
I appreciate it.
That's a sweet hat.
So here's the problem.
What?
All right. Are you familiar with the company Fanatics?
Yeah.
They now control all sports merchandise.
So they own all of it.
They own all of it. They take care of all of it. All right.
Yeah.
So here's the problem. If I go to the Red Wings team store and I try on, I know my hat size.
Yeah, you know your head.
But different hats, even though they're supposed to be the same, fit differently.
They land different.
Exactly. You got it. So, like, there have been times where I'll go on Fanatics because I want to buy a Blue Jays hat. Like, there's nowhere around here
who
for me to buy.
Yeah.
And I like that hat, and I get it, and it doesn't fit right the front way. It only fits right the back way.
Yeah, you can make it work.
And I spent $45 on this effing hat.
But it doesn't add, like, you're never going to, the baseball cap is never going to get you laid.
Oh, I disagree.
No, you're wrong on that.
It is.
I think
a cap,
women,
you're going to get hot for a guy with a cap.
And under, I think like they almost find that like if their husband throws on a baseball cap, they instantly like what? Go up a couple points.
How? You look
I
like
don't
an
know.
Idiot.
It's just a cool look.
You don't play for that team.
You're not trying. Well, it's not always a baseball hat.
But you're saying
no,
I'm saying I'm talking caps. Baseball.
Yeah.
Well, no, he sees baseball caps as anything with a brim. Okay. Kimmy is talking about like the official Major League Baseball.
Official
cap.
Any baseball.
Kind of. Tommy Lasorda wore. Good looking man.
Yeah.
Full of clams.
Handsome Italian clam filled man.
Full of greasy clams. Who doesn't want that?
To Kimmy's point.
What?
Kellyanne writes us on Instagram.
Kellyanne. Oh, my God.
You don't even know anything
That's
about
That's the worst name.
Why?
That's such an unattractive name.
Kellyanne?
Yes.
She writes, I've always been attracted to men who wear their baseball hats backwards. What, you think women attracted to backwards baseball caps guys are trash?
By the way, woman. None of you have the same head of hair you used to. It's kind of a way to cover that up.
Right in your face. And she's right. Like,
you've become hat guy recently.
I don't like it.
Okay,
but you mock the crap out of me.
But you do it
because you think it makes you look better, right?
But you mock me.
No, I've always said I like the hats.
But Pat says that's a ruse.
No, I enjoy the hats.
It's a total ruse.
I look forward to the hats.
I see the way she said it.
I'm going to wear it tomorrow.
No, you idiot. Backwards. How do you fall for that? More women. Lisa writes us on Instagram.
These are some low-ass women.
She says, clearly those women's husbands or boyfriends look ugly with backwards hats. It's hot as hell for my husband. Also, she'll see you this weekend at the Puddle of Mud concert. I made that last part up. I think the bigger question here.
What's that?
For guys over 30, do you care how your hat makes you look? Because I would argue most men over 30 are wearing a hat for two reasons. What Kimmy just brought up.
Or the hairline.
You're bald and you. Yeah, okay. Or the second reason, you didn't want to comb your hair that morning.
Okay.
And that's why I wear mine every day. Because if that's the case, how other people see you in your hat may not even matter.
Okay, all right.
Because, like, you hit an age where what is on the hat matters more than how the hat is positioned.
Like what the hat says on it.
Yeah, like you're showing your favorite team's colors. Mm-hmm. You're rocking community pride.
Yeah.
Right? You're telling me
what I like or don't like about this country.
Or what cooler company you really get behind. Like, also, depending on the type of hat you're wearing, you've invested time in that hat.
What do you mean?
You got to break in a hat.
You put it on your head and walk around.
Hey, see, you have no patience, so you don't understand this.
Got a pair of shoes.
I have a hat, a Red Wings hat, that is so perfectly broken in. It feels like a cloud on my head that I do not care what it looks like. I do not care what people
say. It's raggedy.
It's not raggedy.
No, well, you're making it sound raggedy.
It's soft and perfect and fits my head perfect.
I wear a nice soft hat on my head.
Yeah, that's what you wear.
I'm a little hat bitch.
There is no sadder moment in a hat man's life.
Hat man's life.
Then when you have washed the hat too much after you've sweat through it and it's just unwearable anymore. Like,
husband does get very sad.
You want to have a funeral for it.
Yep.
Because you know you're never going to have that feel on your head again.
Damn. I wish they made another one like that hat.
No, but then you got to break it in again.
Then you're right back to square one. You can't win, Pat.
I've never met a man fight so hard against hats before. Just all hats in general you hate.
I'm not really
especially baseball caps.
Which is weird because you have so much forehead.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Like, you could wear one of those old Pirates pillbox caps, and it would look like a regular hat. 252 WCMF, a study of women were asked what thing guys wear over 30, fashion things, men over 30, bother you. Four out of those five women said, men who wear hats over 30 backwards look like asses.
Yeah.
Mike's on CMF. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
Not bad. What's going on, Duffy?
What up?
So, first of all, Tommy, you're jealous because you can't wear a hat because you look stupid in a hat, no matter what hat you have.
Yeah!
I love you.
Yeah!
But hats are 100%. I'm 53. I have snapback and flex fit. I wear forward or back. A certain hat is backwards, certain hat's forward. I work outside all day. I got a hat on my head to keep the sun out of my face. It depends on what you want, what you need. And, Duffy, you are so right about that perfect feel, that old hat that you had. It could be brim all tattered up. Once it's gone, you want to cry.
So do you leave the hat on when you're doing business?
Oh.
Whoa, Mike, Jesus, man.
Too far.
I got to let you go, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
So the hat does come off when he's...
I have had sex in a hat.
You have?
Yeah.
I feel like that would be a little weird.
It just happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like the hat never...
The guy didn't ask you to take it off?
You got that?
I choked on it. Damn it.
You choked on it, did you? Well, you got all excited thinking about a guy getting all excited? There he goes as he drinks his water again to get the taste out of his mouth. You were saying,
you left your hat on.
Yeah, I've left my hat on.
Like in a house.
It's one of my favorite Randy Newman songs. You could leave your hat on. Da, 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 da.
I would think a woman would say, take the damn hat off.
No,
I mean, like you're going to run for the hills as soon as we're done.
No, I mean, when I was younger, there were women that liked the backwards hat. Like they were attracted to it.
That's weird. They had a hat fetish?
I guess. I mean, we heard from two women that said they like it.
Some guys just look better in a backward hat.
Put my head forward.
No, I'm talking like you're having sex and he's got a hat.
That, yeah, I feel like I would. I guess if things are happening quickly, maybe you just don't notice. But like if you have time.
How quick is he going downstairs, man? He didn't take the hat off. You feeling that buckle?
Well, no, look.
On your cooch?
Buckle on your cooch. Buckle on your cooch. Yeah, run, boy, run. Look, I. It wasn't specifically asked for. It just never came off.
Oh.
What do you want from
like
me?
The Yankees logos rubbing all over your muff?
I would never wear a Yankees hat. Never. Okay. How dare you?
A Blue Jay.
Thank you. And yeah, he's got that little beak. It's probably doing
now
something.
Now he's holding his nose. His beak, actually.
2-5. Yeah, we got it, man. You couldn't just let it be. 252 WCFM.
Get the stink lines and everything.
We'll take one more call. Right. We're having too much fun, so let's talk to Ben. Ben's on CMF. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Yeah, bring it down.
How are you guys doing?
Good, man.
Yeah, good to hear from you, buddy.
So, I have this Chicago White Sox hat that I've had for 10 or 15 years, and I got it in Cooperstown. I'm never getting rid of that hat because it fits perfect in any position that I put it, forwards, backwards, sideways. I only put my hat on sideways when I'm driving and the sun's in my eyes. The only way out other than that. But, yeah, that hat is absolutely perfect, and I do everything with it.
You know, the fact that you bought a hat at the Hall of Fame, you paid, like, top dollar for that.
I would absolutely.
Junk-ass hat.
I would not leave the Hall of Fame without buying a hat.
Yeah. Why? I mean, that's the most expensive hat you're going to buy. Weird.
Of all the things
the markup on that hat.
The markup. Don't forget about the taxes, Kevin.
Oh, you pay high taxes. New York State taxes.
I thought you were going to crush Ben for having a hat for 15 years, but instead you went the, you bought a hat at the Hall of Fame? What? That's what weirded you out about that whole discussion?
Yes. Every ballpark I have ever been to in my life, with the exception of Fenway, because I do not like the Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
I have bought the team's hat. You buy the hat, and it's a souvenir you have for the rest of your life. I've got like 15 of them.
I'm sure you do.
No, I'm saying like that's a common thing for guys at tour stadiums.
And why
to
would
do.
You have a White Sox hat of all the teams?
Why not?
They're not even popular in Chicago.
I like the White Sox because of Frank Thomas and also Mark Burley. They're my two favorite White Sox players of all time.
There you go. The Big Hurt and the Little Burl.
You know what I hear?
What's that?
Exactly. She gonna like it too.
Ben,
Hey, real quick, are you basically rubbing your forehead all over her muff in honor? Is that why the buckles down?
You want me to break down a muff joke?
We got
to go.
Bye, Ben.
We went too far.
Yeah, we did. I tried to stop. You heard me try to stop.
That's your boy.
What control? My boy? Whose boy?
I don't know.
Your boy. He's calling you. He called you Thomas. No, I like now that I'm thinking about it.
What's up?
Like the hat that I have on, this is my favorite hat. If you watch a live stream, I wear it like every
day. What's
it
saying?
This Barrio of Rochester, New York.
Oh.
The neighborhood of Rochester, New York.
Yeah.
I got it from the Golden Supply Company. Kimmy's a big fan. Mm. It fits perfectly on my head. It is perfectly broken in. I've had this hat for like 3 years. If you watch a live stream, you see I wear it like 4 days a week. When this hat goes on me, I will be devastated.
Oh, jeez.
Because they don't make this hat anymore. It's a perfect hat.
Yeah.
It's a perfect hat.
And you don't know it's a perfect hat usually until it's like too late. Like you can't go buy it again sometimes.
You never know until it's gone.
Because something changed about it or it's the next one's a little bit off. Like
Amen,
when you
sister.
Find that one that fits, you got to stick with it.
All right, I think we can wrap it up perfectly with Nick here on Instagram.
Okay.
Duffy on WCMF. He says, the kids will tell you when it ain't cool anymore.
Oh, yeah, your daughters.
No, that's not true because my daughters don't think anything I do is cool.
Yeah.
That's true. Isn't that right?
Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
College football week zero started over the weekend.
Okay.
All the big games that everyone's excited about start on Saturday. And thanks to transfer rules and the COVID year, there are older football players now, more than we've been used to ever. But one man this coming season will take the cake.
How old?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Last week we talked about a transfer into Syracuse thanks to the COVID year and a couple of injuries who will be turning 27.
Which is getting a little long in the tooth for college football.
He is currently 3 years older. He plays linebacker for Syracuse. Then Terrell Bernard, Bill's starting linebacker, or a year older.
A pro.
A year older, yeah, who's been in the league for 4 years now.
Yeah.
But he ain't nothing compared to this man.
Yeah.
Tom Sillo is going to be a defensive lineman for Lycoming College this coming football season. And what makes him unique?
Yeah, how old?
58.
What?
A 58-year-old linebacker.
Defensive lineman. What do you hear?
Defensive lineman.
I looked you in the face.
Playing one of the most dangerous sports you could play at that age.
In, like, arguably at any most age. Dangerous spot.
So he's going to die.
So
how did they let that happen?
Sillo will be the oldest position player in college football history, it's believed. There was a guy who was older who was a D3 kicker a few years ago, but this guy will actually be like playing down in the trenches like every game.
Yeah.
He graduated high school in 84.
God.
He worked for the city he lived in, never went to college, started getting into like bodybuilding and things, and then decided this is something he wanted to accomplish, so I guess he's
But
done
even
it.
If you're in phenomenal shape.
Sure.
Yeah.
At that age, when you get hit and hurt, your body's not going to recover, man.
I mean, he's been going to practices. They do say he's up at 5 in the morning running sprints on the football field.
He'd have to. That's all great until some kid crushes your ass.
So I will ask this question then.
Yeah.
Inspirational or stupid?
Stupid. I mean, it's pointless. He's not going to finish the season.
He's got a goal. He's trying to accomplish it.
He's not going to hit it.
Kimmy, inspirational or stupid?
If this was my family member, I would strongly, strongly discourage
I would get a will. If that was my father, I'd go, Liz, we got to get a will.
I can see Kimmy's dad totally trying this.
Yeah, but he's hurt himself multiple times.
Well, yeah, why are you going to let a couple?
He's Mr. Urgent Care.
Mr. Urgent Care. Yep.
There's a t-shirt you could sell.
Yeah, my dad couldn't keep up with the pickup basketball at his local gym.
Okay, let's. That is a mean thing.
He tore his shoulder
again.
That's
a very mean thing to say about your dad who loves you. Kimmy, can you Google, I think Lycoming College is D3, and maybe NAII. Could you just Google for me? Check it out.
Like, I wonder, like, I mean.
Lycoming, L-Y-C-O-M-I-N.
Like, think about this. If you're a trainer, you've never had to work on a 58-year-old college football player.
Yeah, you definitely have to have statins in your case.
But how about this? You don't even know how to treat that. Because you've never dealt with a guy that has a.
He's not a tiger. It's got all the same parts.
Bro, but they're old.
Yeah.
And you've got to treat an older person's injuries differently than you treat a 19-year-old.
Well, these trainers have experience with everybody.
No, not this dude. Yeah. This guy is completely alien to the sport.
These trainers come from the physical therapy world. Of course they've treated people that are in their 50s, 60s, 70s.
Yeah, but it's for like old people stuff. Like having the piles because you sat on your lazy boy too long.
He also might get the piles from taking a shot.
It's Division III.
All right, so it's Division III. So it would be the same as St. John Fisher, SUNY Brockport.
Yeah.
But it's
still dangerous.
No, I mean, playing college football
is dangerous.
Any level is. I mean,
and he's one of these dicks that just think because he can lift some weights, he's Mr. Invincible.
See, you know what this sounds like to me?
What does it sound like?
Sounds like you're being shamed right now.
No, it sounds like the truth.
Is that what it is? He puts his finger up in the
air? Baby.
He's like, you can't even walk to the end of your driveway without needing help from your wife. I've watched you try to get out of this chair. By the time he's out of his chair, the football season at Lycoming College is over.
I got it down to 3 rocks, and I'm up.
And you're going to go after this guy for trying to live a dream? Man!
And here's what sucks, too.
What's that?
And I think you can agree with me on this, because you're a big, don't take a spot that for somebody that's deserving.
Sure.
There's some kid that doesn't get to play now because Gramps wants to prove a point to his family and his buddies down at the club.
And I would agree with that take. However, although I know you. You want to talk about you know me? I know you.
Yeah, what do you know? You don't know nothing.
You hate everybody under the age of 30. So the fact that an old man is taking some kid's spot should bring you joy and happiness, but it's not.
Yeah, you should be rooting for this guy.
As a tug of war, I guess.
252 WCMF, which he can't do because his shoulder will come out. We're talking about Tom Cello. He's 58 years old. He will be officially, as far as we know, the oldest NCAA football player, position player in college football history. He'll be playing for Lycoming College D3 this season. There was an older kicker that kicked D3, but not an everyday position player. Let's talk to Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
Good, how you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Not much. I went to Lycoming College for a year and a half. It's down in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. And I also, too, graduated in 84. I know I'm showing my age. I'm 60 years old.
Now, your voice was doing that already, Jimmy.
Yeah. Hey, if he's in great shape, let him play for a little bit.
All right, Jimmy, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, that's their motto at the stadium.
Yeah.
All right, Jimmy, you said you graduated college in 84.
No, I graduated high school in 84.
Right? Okay, so you're 2 years older than this guy. Jimmy, how much money would it take to get you to put on a football helmet and shoulder pads and go play one college football game right now?
Oh, at least $1 million. At least.
Okay. And do you
tax free, of course.
All right. Do you think you could get out of that game without hurting yourself?
It'd be tough.
That's a no, Jimmy. I mean, Jerry, look, you're this guy's age. You know the bumps and the bruises and the stuff.
This is how your body feels.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you can't tell me this is a good idea.
Yeah, it's hey, if you want to try it, go ahead.
All right.
He's in great shape.
Jimmy, go get his jersey. Be a proud alum. Rock it.
There you go. Absolutely.
Jimmy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
There's also other dynamics here that we're not thinking about. Like, who is it more awkward for in that locker room? The younger guys trying to spark a conversation with this guy or this guy trying to fit in with a room full of 20-something?
Definitely the older guy. Because he needs to fit in with the group.
Yeah.
The group can ostracize him and make fun of him.
He's also going to be a walk around, talk to you guy.
But
he's old.
Yeah.
I would also feel like naked. As a kid, you got to be like polite because he's probably older than these kids' parents.
100%.
So as a kid, now this is my teammate, I'm going to feel funny. I don't know what to talk to him about. I don't.
Old people have no body shame. So he's going to walk around naked. He's going to talk
to you.
There's
just different etiquette going on.
He's going to want to reenact some plays naked with you. Hey, let me show you. I got a question about that last play. And he's going to be naked, like, down in a position.
I think he's going to be more oblivious to the awkwardness than they are.
You're right about that.
He's going to drop ass all over the place.
Bro, have you ever been in a football locker room? Everybody's naked.
No,
everyone's
this is old
ass.
Man ass.
Okay.
Listen, there's a difference between a young man's fart and an old death fart.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, We help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.